What's going on, peoples? Thank you for tuning into the No Gray Areas podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Boston. And first of all, I'd like to apologize for this little brief hiatus. I was supposed to do this episode last week with a couple of people, but a last minute scheduling conflict came up in the next day. I'm battling these migraines. I've been off and on for this week, so I didn't want to leave all this dead space out there from, you know, the support and the listening ears that I was getting on the first few episodes. So that's why you're going to get this, and it's going to be me by myself. So y'all going to have to stomach that without no alternate voices. But before I get into the episode topic, I want to say RIP to Nipsey Hussle. I know it's been all over the news and people have conspired their stories and conspiracies and everything else, so I'm not going to beat people over the head with things that have already been said and read, but I just want to reflect on the man's spirit. Like, just coming from the inner city myself, like, I've never been to Crenshaw or anywhere in LA to say that it compares, but I come from the inner city down in South Florida, so I mean, the setup, the ingredients is all the same. So for a person to be able to come from up out of that, and then instead of leaving, you know what I mean, and, you know, still repping, but, you know, never have a real presence, and to come back and try to build in the community and build wealth with other people, to be killed over something senseless is like, it's whack to me. So, I mean, it's been bothering me because I'm like, yo, I mean, this was a good dude, you know, just taken for something senseless. You know what I mean? It's like, you could tell that he was able to give, you know, his background and his, you know, street savvy as well as his entrepreneurial and just wisdom to, you know, Lauren London. And then she was able to give him that corporate side, had him, you know what I mean, dressing in tuxedos and all kind of stuff, going to different events and expanding his brand and what it is that he was trying to do. So they were, you know what I mean, helping one another try to build a platform. So I know it has to suck for her and, you know, their kid together, his other child, and it's just sad all the way over. So, you know, again, I want to say RIP to the man Nip and his family, and I'm hoping, you know, that we can pull together as a community and, if anything, you know, try to vibe off of his creativity, his entrepreneurial spirit, and try to help give back and put ourselves in a better position for these things. So I'm not going to give any airplay to the dude who is alleged is the shooter, but like I said, I've never met him before. You know, I listened to his music, but, like, this is a sad vibe, just somebody trying to do something and empower and better, you know, my people, and just get taken away from something crazy. So it's like, I mean, the when I first saw it, the storylines was, you know, rolling 60 Crips, and he had kids from multiple women, but none of the good stuff he was doing. So, you know, the man was not only talking about change, but was showing change through his actions. And, you know, I use that to leap into something a little bit lighter, you know, as far as the topic goes. But, you know, people look at change as something, as a good thing, as long as it's independent. So if I get tired of making $7 an hour and I get on my square and I start grinding and I start to level up and I start hanging around people that can get me into, you know, a mindset and a, you know, a circle of people that can help enhance my situation, everybody will applaud that. But to me, it seems like only when the word change is brought up it only gets a like a negative connotation when it's dealing with a relationship. So that's what I want to kind of talk about today. Like, should we have to change for a relationship? And I know, you know, this probably would have been better, and I might revisit this topic depending on the responses and things that I get from, you know, just to have, you know, both genders chime in and give their perspective. But like I said, when change is brought up and it's dealing with a relationship, it always has a negative connotation. So it's like, I'm not going to change for nobody. Accept me for who I am. If you don't like it, somebody else will. Like, all these cliche things that we've either said before or we've heard before, but it renders no result. Like, I never understood the mindset of people. Like, as long as you want to be single, your accountability level is at the lowest element, because it's just to yourself. Like, if you got $5, you got $5. You ain't got to worry about nobody else eating, nobody else's opinion of you only having $5. You know what I mean? You can do whatever it is that you want to do while you're single. And like I said, single doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you're not dating or anything like that. But, you know, dating process should stop once you get to a phase where somebody wants to court you as equally as you want to be courted. Now, if y'all not on the same page, you know, it's up to y'all to communicate that, because then that's when you misleading or leading somebody on, because they thinking one thing, you thinking something different. But, you know, when you're dealing or interacting with another person to form a relationship, you give up at the minimum 50% of your independence. So it's like, whereas when I got off work, I might go to happy hour 3 times a week. But during the week, that might be the only time, you know what I mean, a woman that I'm pursuing is free, because she might be, you know, in the medical field. She might have 2 jobs. You know, whoever knows her circumstance, she may be not free on the weekend like I am, who work a traditional Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, so to speak. But if I wanted to continue to keep going to happy hour, and then I tell her that I'm trying to pursue her, but then when she points out, you know, I choose happy hour over attempting to spend some time to get to know her, and then I spaz on her, that's confusing. Because, like I said, that's like these things that go without saying. Like, you have to sacrifice. Now, that doesn't mean that I have to quit cold turkey going to happy hour, but you have to allot some of your time and your attention and your energy to that other person, or you're not going to go anywhere. So it's like, change, if we look at the definition, is to make or become different, you know, to give a different position, course, or direction to. So what happens is, in my opinion, and what I've seen done to me, and even that sometimes, you know, I've done myself, people use this like the beginning phase and try to mask the whole, you know, pursuit of the relationship. So like in the beginning, a person might have a couple of people on their line. They might have a few people sliding in their DMs, because it's just my assessment. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's true. And like I said, this is just my opinion. None of us are just all the way single. It's somebody that is attempting to pursue us. It's either the level of attention is not the same, or we friend zone them. Because that'll be another topic, so another time. I never understood how there's so many people, men and women, that put their friends, they put this title, okay, and they friend zone somebody. But the basis of a relationship, we always say we want a person to be our friend. But the person who knows everything about us, you know, we can be ourselves, we can be vulnerable, we can laugh, joke, doesn't really matter the mood, that's the person we isolate and put in a box and never really even give them an opportunity. And I'm not saying that a person should or shouldn't. I'm just giving different vantage points of how things, you know, become jaded and confusing to either gender, you know, trying to understand how that works. So through my experience, what I've learned is that people's expectations aren't the same in the beginning as they are as they evolve. So in the beginning, like if a dude, and like I said, I'll use this from the male's perspective. Most guys out here, because we're not really taught how to be treated by women. We're taught how to treat women, even though some people fail at it. But most of us have a general idea. But that ideal comes from other women on how they would want to be treated by people who they dealt with haven't done so. So it's like when we're in the beginning phases, rather than me be truthful, it's almost like I'm trying to be this like notebook character. I guess, you know, that's a popular movie about love and all that stuff amongst women. So like if you like to bowl, I like bowling. Even though I suck at it, I'd be like, yo, I'd be going bowling all the time. Whatever it is you like to do, I circumvent myself inside of that every time that you ask. So when that's not really my thing, I'm just doing that to spend some time with you to see if this can go somewhere. And, you know, we make it past the preliminaries or whatever the case may be, and I don't want to go anymore. That's going to be a red flag, because it's like, yo, you used to want to go, but it's like, because I wasn't, you know what I mean, as forthcoming as I should have been, like, listen, I'm not really into bowling, but, you know, if that's your thing, I'm not going to not go, because it's an opportunity to spend time with you. That's an honest answer, other than to just do everything that that other person wants or expects you to do. And then you run into this roadblock because you weren't really being yourself, really being honest. It's like, you know, we confuse being alone and lonely all the time. So like people really don't feel like being bothered, but they don't want to be in the house. So like they'll entertain a date, you know, they'll entertain a person, and then do that, you fuck around, and now I got a baby from this chick, or now I'm in too deep and I can't pull out. And it all started with, you know what I mean, just being, you know, honest in the beginning. So a lot of times, like, we expect all the changing to come from the other person, and we don't feel that we should change, because if we tell it, we don't have any issues. Like, as long as we behind closed doors and like the closest people we allow to be in our intimate space, we can tell them and they can agree and we can agree, and it doesn't cause any strife, it doesn't cause arguments, none of that. But when a person that's new in our lives can see that same stuff and they call us out, first thing we attempt to do is to get defensive instead of admitting, you know, I got this issue, so okay, I might need you to call me out on it, or, you know, I might need some help. But if you get defensive every time somebody does that, then a person is like, so what's the purpose of me telling you that you're doing it when you're going to bite my head off for it? So it's like a lot of these times where, you know, we get in these interactions with people, you know, we just have this, we have this idea of them, and we really don't allow them to be themselves, or we view them through the lens of the people who did us wrong the most, whether they're past relationship, because all trauma doesn't come from relationships. You know, some come from job experiences, some come from your family, be a whole bunch of reasons. But, you know, a lot of times people get set and stuck in their ways because of things that's happened to them. And, you know, we carry those things out into these people that we attempt to interact with. And it normally always ends bad, because you can never change the future. You can only prolong it. So it's like we just keep spinning the circle until one of us get tired and acknowledges like, yo, I'm not going to change. This person not going to accept this behavior. And we go our separate ways, but we tend to want to blame the other person. And it's not too many accountability conversations that's had with ourselves, like, what could we have done? And even if we push a person away and we realize it in private, or if somebody else, you know, makes us realize that, we got too much pride to even call. You know, like I said, you don't have to try to be with somebody. You don't got to try to rekindle nothing, but just say, you know what, I can see what I did, you know, blah, 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 and deal off that. But pride won't allow us to do that. So it comes to this thing to where, again, like I said, when it's relationships and we talk about change, and it's like, if you really ask a person, because I have, you know what I mean, before this podcast, in relationships to other people, and then even to myself before even attempting to get into them, if you ask a person that says that they shouldn't have to change, or they're not willing to change, or, you know, accept me for me, if you ask them why, the majority of them can't give you a real concrete answer. It's just regurgitated language that our behavior tends to follow. So, you know, if you're not willing to change, then that suggests that who you are at 18 is who you're going to be at 38. And we all know puberty happens, you know what I mean? Life happens, and you experience different things. So you shouldn't be who you are at 38 that you were at 18, because that would be a sign of immaturity. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody can say that they're the same person. You know, you might have some of the same characteristic traits. You know, if you were honest and trustworthy, things of that nature. I'm not talking about characteristic traits. I'm just talking about ideologies that, you know, we might have been taught or learned along the way that just don't work for us. So it's like I used the example. And I'll save that for later. But so like I said, going back to these things, and it's like, if we're not willing to change for a person, because like I said, if that's a person that you're trying to build something with and they have something that can give you what it is that you're desiring, and you're not willing to change for that, then like, why are we even out here in the ecosystem of dating? And that's not to say that you throw yourself on a person. Like I said, it has to be mutual. Like, this doesn't apply that you got a man crush Monday or a woman crush Wednesday, and she don't know who the hell you are, he don't know who the hell you are. I'm talking about a person approached you, or you approached them. They told you your interests. Y'all exchanged numbers, and y'all been communicating in the sense of trying to get to know one another. Now, if you're trying to get to know that person and you're just trying to smash, I think you should be able to communicate that as well, because, you know what I mean, fellas, you'll be surprised how many women have that same mindset. But when you make a choice for a person instead of just presenting that information and letting them choose, because most of the times it's going to be like, how dare you? You're rude. How could you ask me such and such like that? Some people will take it disrespectfully, but a real person, you know what I mean, that's had some experiences and willing to be honest, can look at that question and be like, yo, that's not what I'm looking for. So, you know what I mean, if that's all you're here for, because like I said, you can't put people, and like I said, that, we talked about that on the sex subject, like, people try to tie everything into sex, and it's like, yo, if, I don't know if women ever thought about it from this perspective, if you feel that that's all a dude wants is sex, and it's not, like, the thing that he's working for is not something that you earn, you got that by your gender at birth. So if you feel that that's all that that person wants, and they take you out a few times, let's say they take you to Benihana's, they take you to Papa Do's, Justin's, Ruth Chris, you pick any of them joints, they take you to those expensive restaurants, and let's say on a third date you sleep with the person. If you felt that it's all that that wants, you're basically suggesting, and I know, like I said, people will hear instead of listening. I'm not saying this is what you're verbally saying, but you're basically saying that your vagina was worth whatever the total cost of those meals for. So, like, let's say they came up to $500 for them 3 dates. If a person would have just be like, yo, I give you this $500, I just want to smash. I mean, I know that's considered prostitution. I mean, it's probably a wild way to place it, but it's like, it's no different from saying that. Like, we can't, like, we're physical beings, so like, you can't control physical attraction towards a person. Now, to act on it, you can. But if you're physically attracted to a person, sex is going to be a part of the equation. But after you guys, you know, have sex, if that's all that you're doing, if all we're doing is having sex, we're not having no communication, that's a sex relation. It's still a relationship, but it's a sex relationship. Now, that could work if both of y'all are in that same boat. Listen, my schedule is too hectic. Really ain't, you know, trying to be in no relationship and check in with nobody, but I'm attracted to you, I trust you, blah 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 blah. You'll be my go-to person, my emergency, you know, penis in the glass, or you know, when I need to get through, we'll try to coordinate that. And if it works for both people, cool. But if that's all that you have on the back of your mind, you're doing, and you're not letting that other person know, then you're being disingenuous. And like I said, this works for males and females, because females do the same thing. Like, they'll let a dude, they be like, yo, they'll talk to their homegirls and be like, because I've gotten these conversations before. Like, yo, this dude is whack. You know, I don't like the way he dress, blah, 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 blah. But when they get bored, they'll entertain said dude on the low and then get caught up in a moment, and they ended up sleeping with the dude, and then it's like you back to bashing him. So I'm like, so he was cool for that moment of passion, but the rest of the time you already said that you weren't feeling him, but you did it. Like I said, stuff just doesn't make no sense. So like, I just really don't understand that aspect. And like I said, it's only for a relationship that when we talk about, you know, changing, whether it's our mindset, our approach, whatever the case may be, that it's a negative connotation. And it's like when we go apply for a job, let's say you want to make 6 figures and you go apply for a job and they call you and say, we want to hire you. And then they tell you, you know, we're going to offer you $170,000 a year to do this job. The hours are 6:30 to 3:30. You can know that you're not a morning person. You don't like getting up early, whatever the case may be. But without them telling you that you're going to have to change that ideology in order to get this money or this opportunity, however you want to view it, you'll do it with no questions asked. Like, we change whenever we want to. So like, if we say we got an attitude and we say we can't help it and all this other stuff, but we can control it when we at work, when our supervisors and our coworkers piss us off. That's not to say we docile all the time, but you know how to control it enough to not get fired because you know you need this job to pay your bills. And I'm not suggesting somebody just take stuff just because they provide the means to an end, but we learn how to control our anger, our impulse, all of that stuff, depending on who it's for. But for some reason, when it's dealing with a relationship and these relationships with these negative connotations, this is like, yo, people just look at this whole change as a negative perspective. So I mean, I don't get it, you know what I mean? So I've had these conversations, I've been in these situations before, and it's like, compromise is change. So I'm introverted. I enjoy being in the house. I choose being in the house, chilling, watching movies, reading, doing whatever it is that's pertaining to the arts all day long. But if I get with somebody who's more extroverted and likes to go out, and I never want to go out, how is she going to be able to get her sense of fulfillment from the relationship if we only just stand in the house because that's what I like doing? So I'm going to have to change. That's not to say I have to go out every night or every day of the week, but it's like these are the compromises and the changes that you make for a person if you say that you're interested. So like I said, if you just doing you and you want to do you, it's just my opinion, you know, you should just stay single, because relationships, nobody forces people to be in a relationship. They're all volunteer based. At any given time, you can say no. And I know the deeper we get into them, the harder they are to walk away from. But it's like nobody forces you to say, yes, I want to be a girlfriend or boyfriend, if we still having them conversations. Like I said, even my last couple of situations, like, I just believe at this age, and like I said, it could be me. I mean, y'all let me know what y'all think. Like, it's too old to be talking about, hey, I want you to be my girlfriend. Like, you know what I mean? What's understood don't need to be said, in my opinion. So I'm going to let you know this is what I'm trying to do. But, like, to just, you know what I mean? I'll let people know if asked, you know, this is my lady, whatever the case may be. But just walking around like, who are you talking to? Oh, my girlfriend. Like, that shit sounds so high school to me. So, I mean, like I said, my goal, you know, when I'm in it for anybody, like, I won't pursue you if I can't see you in my future. So, I mean, as I attempt to build to get towards that, if it don't work, then it don't work. But I don't never just, nobody can force me into a relationship. You know, some relationships I got into that I maybe shouldn't have had, but, like, nobody forces me to do anything. You know what I mean? So I don't get people who enter in them and then they just say that they don't want to change. And the same thing, like, and it's just, I'll go off with a few because I don't want to make this, you know, super duper long. I just wanted to give something, you know, to the people to fill in these gaps. But in my opinion, like, you know, changes can come in different aspects in these relationships. So for people who say that you shouldn't have to, it's like if you get with somebody, let's say that you're a smoker or you're a diabetic or, you know, you're a medium fat boy like myself, and somebody was like, yo, you know, you need to be in better shape, or, you know, this, that, and the third, we can go to the gym together, whatever the case may be. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. That could be the case. I can say that. But at the end of the day, like, you want to be attractive for your person. So you might, like I said, and I try to tell people all the time, like, healthy and trying to be like a gym buff or a rat or bodybuilder is not the same thing. Like, you know, you might not ever see a six pack, but it's like, what is your health looking like? Are you feeling okay? You know, can you make it up some steps? Can you damn go to a museum for a day without, you know, having to be pushed in a wheelchair or something, and you perfectly fine? You just ain't got no breath when you're walking around for a long period of time. So it's like, it would be, to me, like, asinine, like, if you're struggling with, you know, diabetes, but yet you eating Starburst candies, like, every 5 minutes, and then that person acknowledges that, like, you know, I want to see you live long, whatever, however they word it, and you're like, man, this just me. So you want a person to stick around and just watch you, like, do slow death, and it's like, man, people don't sign up for that. Like, we can't control when we gonna check up out of here, but it's like, I don't think we should give God any assistance of helping us get there where we need to be. Another thing as far as change, like, interests and hobbies, I touched on it a little bit later. Like, you know, you might not be into soccer or hockey or arts or wine tasting or any of that stuff. Like I said, I don't drink. I'm not a drinker. I'll socially drink when people around, but it's not something that I need to have, because I'm off the chain without alcohol. I'm scared what I might do drunk, but I'm not going to not go to, like, a wine tasting event, or if somebody say, you know, try this, I'll taste it. But it's like, if you give me a drink, I might babysit that joint for like 3 hours, because I'm not really a real drinker. But I'm not going to judge you and be like, yo, you drink too much. Even if, like I said, if we go out, you know, if I don't drink, I don't want to be the person that's the designated driver home the whole time. You done got sloshed up and falling all over yourself, and I got to carry you out. Like, I mean, I'm not going to do that. So you can drink in moderations, but, you know, I'm not going to sit on no soapbox and be like, yo, you need to stop doing this, this, that, and the third. But, you know, those are kind of things that, you know, that's how you learn things. It's like, you know, I'm very picky when it comes to food, and that's only because I'm an adult now. Because now as a kid, my mom and my grandma, like, you ain't eat what they cook. You just ate sleep for dinner. It wasn't no such thing. But when I got an adult and I can make choices, it's just certain stuff I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But I know I need to expand my horizons. You know, somebody just got to pull that up out of me. But I'm not just going to be like, nah, I'm not going to taste that. I'll try. And if I try and I don't like it, then I just don't like it. But don't try to hold it over my head because I don't like it. You know what I mean? I at least made the attempt to try it. Another aspect of, you know, change that's necessary for a relationship, like location. Nowadays, like, it's hard pressed, and like I said, I'm gonna do an episode on this as well. Like, we don't meet people in the traditional sense anymore. You know, people is meeting online, and I was listening on work a few weeks back, and people talking about they be giving dudes they Instagram. I'm like, so a person come to you and approach you and you get them your Instagram, like, how? So they supposed to just contact you through DMs or like your pictures or whatever the case. It's like, you know, we've gotten so beside ourselves that our interpersonal skills is just crazy. But like I said, if you meet a person and y'all live in different locations, you know what I mean, that conversation is going to have to be had at some point in time. And both of y'all might not get what you want, but you got to come up to a compromise if you feel those, you know what I mean, that person is worth whatever it is that's going on. And if you just can't see that, then you can go your separate ways. But just to be like, yo, like, a person get a job in Italy or somewhere, or France, or hell, even South Dakota. You know what I mean? Like, they get an opportunity to go somewhere. So it's, you like, yo, man, I'm just not going to do it without even trying to sit down and figure out how can we make this work? Then what's a person's, you know what I mean, incentive for even trying to consider you and their future plan? So, you know, it's a lot of times we just say things because they just sound good to ourselves. But, you know, when, like I said, when you're single, you can do whatever it is that you want to do, like, and it won't affect nobody. But, you know, that's another reason to change, like, our bad attitudes, well, bad habits, I should say. Like, attitude, like, all of us have an attitude, but some people's joints is just stronger than the others. And then the people who have these strong attitudes, they normally combat anything that you tell them with either, I can't help it, this is just me, and all these cliches. And if you don't want to tolerate or deal with that, from a male's perspective, when it's dealing with women, because women always get deemed with just being emotional and all this other stuff. It's like, for a man who doesn't want to deal with that, the first thing that I hear and I've heard from the person, and I hear from other people, that they can't handle a strong woman. So I know this is probably going to ruffle a lot of feathers. And I mean, you don't have to agree with me, because like I said, this is just my perspective. All this is just conversational. I just hope people are having these kind of conversations, or will pursue these conversations in their own inner circle, so we can have a better understanding. But like, people don't realize combative does not mean strong. Like, if you a person that just got to fly off the handle, off everything, and I'm speaking from a male's perspective, like, dudes have no options. They have two options. They either allow you to push them to their limits. And then when men are pushed to their limits, we're just like animals in the animal kingdom. Instinctually, we're going to fight. And that's where a lot of physical or verbal abuse comes from. Mainly physical when it's dealing with guys. They lash out. And that's not cool. I would never condone that. Like I said, I never understand it. I've never put my hands on a female before. And I don't say that to try to get praise or any congratulatory props. I just don't put myself in a position to do so. Like, I was raised by women, so it's like, My grandma used to tell us to stay at an arm's reach of her, even in disagreement. So it's like I tried to avoid getting in people's personal space, and I know my limitations and things that can, you know, push my buttons. So I tend to shut down or walk away because I know words, once they out there, you can't pull them back. So I try to be real careful. And that's, I'm like I said, I've messed up before, but I try to be real careful in choosing my words. But like, I don't know, ladies, I guess y'all feel just being combative is definition of strong. And like, if a dude doesn't want to deal with that, then his alternative is that he's weak. And it's like, so, I mean, I don't feel like dealing with that. Like, I prefer to communicate with you. Now, like I said, we don't have to agree in order to come to an understanding. Like, yo, if yelling is your thing, I can move past that because I'm from the South. Everybody is loud. So raising your voice, tone really don't matter to me. It's what you say. I don't care how you say it. It's just what you say. And this is certain things, man. Once they're said, you can't control the depths of that level of hurt for me. So it's like when I don't want to deal with that no more, why isn't the same level of accountability had for shouldn't have said that? Because it's the same thing for guys. Like when we do stuff and our ladies take us back, you know, you whether you're cheating, whether whatever it is, and they take you back and then you go out and you do the same thing. What was the point of asking for forgiveness or compassion if you knew you wasn't ready to do right? You know what I mean? Like, you know that. So it's like, you know, cut your losses. You know, you can apologize for hurting, but like, if you know you ain't gonna act right, why ask for the sympathy? That's the part that I don't understand. But other things that, you know, change in relationships, like your attire, like, you know what I mean? There's blue collar and there's white collar. I know plenty of people, and especially in this DMV, like if you're a government worker, from the male's perspective, you dress up every day. But I got some homeboys who are, they work with their hands, make just as much, if not as more, than I do. So they may not want to dress up. They may not go to events that they have to dress up, but those people get looked down upon. And, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to accept that person's, that's that person's dress code. They might not wear suit and tie every day. But if y'all going to an event and then that person just doesn't want to put on a suit and tie or a dress shirt and slacks or whatever the case may be, then that's a different ball game. But, you know what I mean? Some things that, you know, you going to meet somebody's family for the first time, like all your clothes might be revealing. You might want to, you know, kind of dumb that down some until the family get to know you, because no matter what we say, we love to say only God can judge us and all that, but we all judge and we make judgments, and that's not a good spot to put yourself into. You know what I mean? Just like I said, if I smoked weed, I don't want to go meet somebody's parents for the first time smelling like loud. Now I might roll up after I leave, but it's like I'm not gonna go to the establishments and have them smell that joint on me and start making her question her decision, because like I said, that's where the influence comes in. And you know, most of the times we can't make our own decisions. So I mean, it's a different world that we live in. But even with domestic routines around the house, like that's a reason to change. Like I hear from my ladies all the time when they was like, yo, I need me a dude. I wish I had me a dude so he can take the trash out and cut the grass. And I'm just like, so that's how you view us? Like, we're just manual laborers. But it's like, if you at home, you got to take your trash out. Now, you may not want to do so when you merge and there's a guy in the house. And I'm a firm believer that you shouldn't have to. But if I'm not home and the trash need to go out, you telling me you just going to wait till I get there just to tell me I need to take the trash out when you just stuff something in there? Like, that doesn't make sense if that's all that you're using me for. Just like if I'm hungry, so I gotta wait for you to get home to be like, yo, what you cooking when I'm home? And that's another thing, fellas. And a lot of my homeboys know how to cook and they're functional. You know what I mean? Like, That's all you have to be, male or female. You got to be able to be functional. Neither one of us should be depending on another person for our nutrition. So it's like, we can't, like, fellas, we can't expect women to be doing all the cleaning and picking up around the house, and then when we get home, we just kick our shoes off or we flop down on something that they clean and not expect them to get an attitude. No more as ladies, like, if you want to tell your man that he needs to clean around the house, you can't go behind him like he's a child and nitpick or point out things that he cleans because it's not like you. You know what I mean? Like, yo, just acknowledge the fact that he cleaned it up. And if you don't feel he did it to your liking, either you're going to have to go over that, or you can say, hey, you know, I would like it if you would wipe the toilet seat all the way down and make sure it's dry for us. And, like, you know, you can have a conversation, but if you come across as nagging and demeaning, nobody's going to listen to that. But, you know what I mean, those are areas where we have to change for another person. And it's like, the biggest thing that I feel, you know, or two, well, I'll give you three. So the way that we argue, like, arguments is never going to change. So I'm not never going to tell people they shouldn't fight, or if you got fights in your relationship, that mean that it's not working. It's not never fighting. It's just how you fight. Like, once you build and you know something about a person, you should never use that information to try to tear somebody down. But that might be how you used to fight in your previous relationships. Y'all just go in at each other until the other person either gets hurt the worst or the most, and then they lash out, and then something crazy happened and y'all not together no more. So if you've seen that cycle before, you have to learn how to fight different, because, like I said, we all have goals, dreams, and, you know, aspirations, and we got to try to figure out how can we achieve them, you know, while we're intertwined into this, you know, attempt for a relationship. So, you know, people just have to learn how to, you know, fight a little bit different, because you can't, like I said, you're not going to be able to avoid arguments and disagreements and things of that nature. But, you know, you can change the way that you approach them. You know, if you know that your girl don't like being bothered when she get home, she need about an hour or so to detox. You know, you don't want to bring up no strife within that hour. And if you do and she spazzes out, like, you got to take your accountability for that, because she's already told you, like, yo, I need my me time. But if you give them that space and it just, and it's always the same thing and it's always an excuse, and then that's when you can, you know, you can have a different conversation. But, like, you put boundaries in place for a person to respect. And when they respect them and they still get the same responses as if they did it outside of your boundaries, person will start asking themselves, you know, what's the point? And then also, you know, the visions for the future. Like, when you're single, like, you can dream as big as you want to, because you can move, you can up and go, you can do whatever it is that you want to, because if it doesn't work, the only person that it affects is you. But when you get into a relationship, not everything on your bucket list might get accomplished, and you're going to have to figure out, are the most important things going to be able to be obtained? If that's the case, then, you know what I mean, that's something that you want to pursue. But if you lose in everything in that relationship, then that might not be a good situation for you. But, you know what I mean, your vision for the future is going to change. You know what I mean, if y'all both single with no kids, your vision going to be different if when you get pregnant. Because now when you was making these moves and you needed a master's or a doctorate to do it, you might not be able to do so because this child about to get ready to enter into the world. So, you know, you have to be able to change your vision, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Things come up. As long as the people under the roof is happy, which is an emotional state that we have to give ourselves. We can't depend on the other person for our happiness. But it's like, you know, sometimes you have to live life where things are, they're okay. When they're copacetic, everything is moving slow motion. You gotta, you know, you gotta ride that wave so you can try to build and figure out what else it is that you would like to add to that. And then the last thing, so I can get up out of here, because like I said, I wanted to keep it under an hour. I think I'm still doing good on that. But the ideal of love. Like, everybody's ideology of love is different. Like, I was taught that for women, you make love to their ears. They like to hear things. And I'm not saying that you lie to them, but they like to hear they look nice and, you know, I appreciate you and you make me smile and all those other kind of things, because it does something to their soul. For a guy, we like to feel wanted. So it's like, you know, if you're doing things and you're trying to quote unquote play alpha and you're deducing me and what I feel as a man, it's like, yo, like, I'm a view or hear things that you're saying differently. So, you know, in these ideas of love, like, a lot of times we aren't taught right. I'm still learning. You know what I mean? Because there's different levels of love. Now you have, you know, your Eros love, which is sexual. You have agape, which is the highest form of love. You have love between parent, child. You know, there's different types of love, but you have to learn how to speak each other's language. I know, I mean, the five love languages is a good book to read, but I mean, there's more love languages than that, in my opinion. But you just have to learn how the other person gives love and how that person receives love. And sometimes you have to adjust, you know what I mean, your interpretation, because it might feel corny for you to call and check in. But if that makes your old lady feel safe, like, what's wrong with doing that? Like, you know what I mean? A lot of us as guys, like, we're too hard on ourselves. Well, too hard for ourselves. It's like, you know what I mean? You always, like I said, a woman's going to always be gentle. That's not to say that you have to allow yourself to be emasculated, but it's like, you don't, like, I don't know anybody signs up to say, yeah, I'm going to make this person's life miserable. Like, if I'm in it, I don't look at stuff as a task or a chore. You know what I mean? If I'm going out and I know I got to come home, I'm going to hit you up and ask you, do you want something? Now, you might tell me no 50 times, but the 51st time that I'm coming home, I'm still going to call and ask you, because that's just who I am. But in the same time, I don't need or want you to reciprocate every time that I do it. But it's like, at some point in time, if you come home, you got Wendy's and McDonald's and you done went and done all kind of stuff and it never crossed your mind to call, that would bother me, because it's like, you know, I do it. So it's like, you know, at some point, I'm not expecting you to do it in the velocity that I do it, but, you know, that can become a problem. So like you say, you have to learn how to be vulnerable, and you have to learn how a person loves, and you have to learn how to love that person. Everybody is not going to be the same. You know, and you have to learn. If you're not willing to learn, you're going to come into roadblocks, and then you're going to have to learn how to be vulnerable, because it might require you to compromise some of your thoughts and beliefs. And sometimes that's a good thing, because like I said, we try to domesticate each other as humans, just like we do our animals. We just do it differently. You know what I mean? So I just hope that people realize that if you're going to be in this ecosystem of dating or trying to get to know somebody, change is not necessarily a bad thing. You shouldn't have to change the core of who you are. Like I said, characteristics. Like, if you're loving, if you're kind, you should be that way. Like, you can't, a person shouldn't be able, like, I don't like using the term, you made me mad. Like, you still chose to react how you did, even if that's the ideology that you stand. I didn't make you use those words, you did. And it's the same thing. Like, yo, we got to keep our behaviors in check. And I go back and say, you know, being combative does not mean that we're strong. Like, you know, we have to learn how to get over ourselves and just be vulnerable and have these conversations. And if a person is worth it, why not? Because like I said, we don't know what we're doing when we get on these jobs or when we do anything else. But somehow when it comes to relationships, like, we don't want to have the blind faith or take the risk, because I get it, because we have a past and, you know, we had things. But if we keep opposing the past onto somebody who has nothing to do with that, like, we're going to get the same results, in my opinion. You know, you're not going to allow that person to be seen for them. You know, I've made that mistake before, and I've been a person who's been in that position. So, like I said, I just hope that people start having these type of conversations like up front. So it's not when you hit the 3 month, 6 month, a year, and a person, you know, start asking some of these questions that requires the change. And it was like, well, I ain't changing for nobody. And it's like, well, could have said that up front, then we wouldn't have had to get in so deep. So, you know, across the social media platforms, and I think it's even somewhere on Anchor that you can leave a audio message and stuff like that. I have to look into it and maybe try to give some instructions on the next episode. But there's a way where you can leave like an audio message that I can hear. And I can either answer those questions on the next episode, because like I said, this is not live time. So I get back on those and try to understand that. So I hope this message finds everybody in good spirits and positive energy. And I want to thank the guests that I've had so far who've come on and helped, the people who've listened, who shared, who hit me up through text or email and gave me their opinions on certain things. You know, some people say, oh, I agree. Some people say they don't agree. Some people just say, yo, I like what you're doing, keep doing it, you know, for whatever. I appreciate all y'all, and I hope to continue to build, and school is taking a big time. I got 4 months left, so once I can get this out of the way, then I'll be able to put more time and energy and effort like I want to and try to build a better quality and be able to come and reach the people more frequently. So I am going to start working on a video aspect of this as well. So be on the lookout for that. I'll probably put that on YouTube. I may start recording while I do the podcast and just put the audio through my iTunes and Anchor and Google and Spotify, and then just do the regular part on YouTube. Or I may start doing either Facebook Live on a certain day and Instagram Live on a certain day, you know. Can let me know if that's something that y'all be interested in as well, so I can just deal with a bunch of topics and even real life situation as it happens in real time. So again, I appreciate your eardrums for this episode. Subscribe to my podcast channel so you know you can get these alerts when I post these videos, and you'll be in the know. It's your boy Brandon, No Gray Areas Podcast. Salute.